this past Tuesday was primary election day, so the race for governor of New Jersey is now set. Democrat Mikey Sherrill versus Republican Jack Cittarelli. Happy anniversary to Mr. Cittarelli. This will be 10 years that he's been trying to run for governor of New Jersey. Should we send sympathy cards on the Democratic side to Newark Mayor Roz Baraka and Representative Josh Gottheimer? Well, you figure what Baraka went through to gain attention, and, well, he came in second, but with Congressman Gottheimer, certainly name recognition because he's on every national media outlet, which might have been exactly what cost him a state office. If you want to be a national voice, you're not really going to be looked at to be a more local voice. If you want a reference to that flow of things, need I remind you about Representative Scott Garrett in Northwest New Jersey. I caught this too with Cittarelli winning because Jack Cittarelli is hardcore MAGA. He got Trump's support, and we're probably going to see a presence in that campaign in some way, shape, or form. That has compelled some to say, since Cittarelli won the race for the Republican nomination for New Jersey governor, that this means that New Jersey is going to flip from blue to red. Well, let's look at the flipping scorecard for a second, because that's just theory. Look what Mikey Sherrill did when she ran and won that House seat. She flipped a red district blue. So when it comes to the flipping scorecard, it's Mikey Sherrill who's put points on the board, not Jack Cittarelli. Also important to note, too, that there are twice as many who voted for the Democratic candidates collectively than for the Republican candidates, split around 800,000 votes versus 400,000 votes. I mean, not a large number when you consider the population of New Jersey, but when you consider the poor turnouts typically for primary elections, does it show that the Democrats and independents are more motivated in this election? But as I said, the primary is here and gone, which brings me to the campaign sign still on the roadside throughout the state. I have a message for the candidates, both the winners and the losers. Up until this past Tuesday, you were campaigning. Now you're littering.